Newstalk ZB, it's 5:18. Well, a devastating decision today from MPI for oyster farmers in the South Island. It's ordered a total cull at farms on Stewart Island and in Marlborough to stop the spread of a deadly parasite. While MPI is talking about compensation for farmers, our producers have today been making some calls and to those affected and can confirm that lawyers are already being brought in. Bluff Oyster Management Company represents all 17 Bluff Oyster quota owners. Its operation manager is Graham Wright, and Graham is with me. Hi, Graham.
Good evening.
How do you view the action plan removing the infected farms?
Unfortunately, from our perspective, that's the action that had to happen. It is very sad for the affected farmers, but the reality is that science advice to deal with this new strain of Bonamia that was detected in Melbourne in 2015, that is the science advice that has been around. It had to happen to save the Bluff fishery, unfortunately.
What about Marlborough? So they're going to remove all the oyster stocks there, and yet this popped up in 2015.
Yeah, that's correct. So that was in January 2015, there's really only oyster farming up there. I think there is a low density population of wild oysters up there, and I believe there's infection there as well. But yeah, it's I guess we've been pushing for this decision to happen in Melbourne before it became a risk to FOVO. As we speak, FOVO still, as far as the best of our knowledge, is still is Bonamia austriae free, but the Glory Bay is very close.
Okay. And can you clarify, we're talking about farmed oysters here, aren't we? Not the Bluff wild oysters.
Yes, we are talking about the farmed oysters. So at this stage it's been found positive samples in the farmed oysters in Big Glory Bay. It hasn't been found any positive of the wild oyster stock in FOVO Strait.
How would it get down from Marlborough? Any idea?
Very good question.
Yeah. So hopefully it won't affect the wild oysters and it'll be fixed. Is that the way the science goes?
Well, that's right. I mean, the science advice says that that when you have infected oysters, that's obviously highly dangerous. So once those oysters start dying, then the infected particles become part of the water stream and then reinfect other oysters as they go down the stream. So there's no guarantee that you can't stop the spread, but it's a bit of a density thing. You drop those densities, get rid of the infected particles, and you've got half a chance. And that's based on overseas experience as well. Austria has devastated every wild oyster flat fishery in the world. Well, Bonamia has. And FOVO, as far as I'm aware, is the only one that really still exists without, huge enhancement.
Okay, well, thank you for coming on the program. Graham Wright, Bluff Oyster Management Company, Newstalk ZB, it's 5:21.